Log Talk Radio.
Give me my pride, a faith in their heart. Jesus is God. He won't let you down. And I know He forever in my heart. We've got to walk on through temptation to keep love, and His wisdom will be our helping hand. His word be our salvation. Lift up my heart to be thankful and glad. Jesus is Lord. He won't let you down. Deep down in my soul, Jesus is God. He won't let you die. And I know He's mine.
We thank you for what you're doing. Lord, we ask you to let your hand of deliverance upon these people, oh God, wherever they might be. Because, Lord, we know you love your people. You care for us. You gave your life. Your son gave his all. And Lord, we thank you, oh God, for understanding our weakness, understanding our problems, understanding our ups and downs and trials and tribulations. Lord, we ask you to bless them today, this afternoon, wherever they might be, wherever they might be listening, hospital room, incarcerated. Oh, God, walking the streets, their children, their family, their home, the homeless, the widows and orphans. In the name of Jesus, a name above all names, oh, God, and we give you the praise at this time and always, we give you thanks. In Jesus the Christ we pray, amen. God bless you. Welcome again. This is Doctrine of the Truth. I'm your host, Bishop Poole. And we thank God, amen, the Commodore singing that Jesus is love. He is love. He gave his son, and that's what brought us a chance. We have an option. Amen. You got an opportunity and an option not to be involved, not to give up, not throw your hands in, or be discouraged, which it is time. It's a time for everything. Amen. We're talking about the time, the time cycle we're in now. Amen. Why time is short. Amen. Father, we ask you again to touch the discouraged minds, touch those who have been mistreated and abused and misused. And, oh God, we pray that you open the eyes, oh God, to understand that you care for them. Nobody else, Lord, but you do. You care for them because you gave your son. And we thank you for it again and again. This is Doctor of Truth. I'm Bishop Poole. We're, you can call a friend and tell a friend, amen. We're discussing, amen, why time is short. And we're talking about the world itself before Jesus comes. Amen. Before Jesus come again to this earth, before he's going to make another coming, amen. And he's going to come, amen, and to rescue and take over the earth again. You can call 855-236-2252 or 1-347-215-8816. Amen. Today, tonight, wherever you might be, these programs will be and can be all the time, amen, reviewed again. You can go to your computer and you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/JCI Ministries, blogtalkradio.com/JCI Ministries, and you can view this, click on, there are many more episodes that you can view 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, amen, to help you, encourage you, amen. That's why we're here. That's why we're here, amen. Also, you can go to our website, www.jciministries.org. You can view us on our website, www.jciministries.org. Or, as well, like we said again, you can go to blogtalkradio.com on your computer, /JCI Ministries, and you can go to any episode, amen, for the last 3 or 4 years, amen, whatever it might, and hear different encouraging words, testimonies, songs, and scriptures from all men and women of God, like yourself, or even those that's just young in Christ. You can call someone that you know just starting out in Christ, because we'll try to address many different subjects through prayer and meditation that will help you to walk closer with God, to encourage you, amen. Doesn't matter whatever it is, amen. Faith will bring you through, amen. God loves you regardless, amen. Amen. We thank God. Amen. And at the end of the bottom of the hour, amen, we always go into the studio and let you bring in your comments or remarks, songs or visions. We don't fight anyone what they believe in, because we believe that when God had brought you through to this broadcast, amen, it's a reason. It's a reason that he brought you to this broadcast. Amen. And we thank God for you. For your comments, amen. It's the reason why he brought you here. Amen. In Matthew's, we're going to start off with the book of Matthew's, the 24th chapter, amen. And we're looking at the second coming of the Son of Man, amen. Jesus is coming back to this earth. He's coming back, amen, coming back to bring victory. Amen. Many different groups today that we have in this earth today, and Jesus made a prophecy concerning about it in Matthew 24, and we're going to, he was at the Mount of Olives, and he was in the temple, and he was showing the brethren about the temple going to be torn down, and they asked him, amen, concerning the signs of the end time of the whole age, amen, that when he's going to return. And Jesus, Matthew 24:4, and Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. Now that's one of the greatest weapons of choice the enemy uses, deception, misleading people, amen, misdirecting people by all type of information, amen. He mislead, amen. Adam and Eve was not shot, amen. They was not bullet, amen. The enemy fed them false information and misled them, amen. You have to understand, amen, your enemy, our enemy, amen, Satan himself, amen, he tried to mislead, amen, the whole world, and he has done it, amen. You can see now, many of you know, amen, things that people have said about you, and you know it was a lie. But because they didn't get all information, somebody had twisted around, and it causing maybe some of you trouble now, or, amen, you've seen somebody that had gone through the same situation. And Jesus said, be not deceived. For many will come in my name, say, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. Shall deceive many. And that weapon of deception is going out through the world. That's one element there about the times that we in. That's one area, amen, of short time that we in is about deception. Deception is one of the weapons and one of the signs, amen, that the church is going through. Amen. They have to be very careful. You have to be very careful. One of the signs, amen, is deception. Amen. Amen. And Jesus said, again, you will hear wars and rumors of wars, see that you be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass. But the end is not yet. The end. And this is where the deception coming in. He's telling people that the end is yet. Amen. He's giving out false information, but the end is almost here. He's giving out false information, but the end is almost here. And Jesus is plainly said in this Bible, and you always hear me stress, amen, on this program, what Bible do you have? Does it have a track record? Amen. Not just grabbing anything come on the market. Does it have a track record? Amen. And does it have history behind it? Amen. That you can follow and go back and see who started it and who began it. Amen. And you have the King James Bible. You have the Amplified Bible, the American Standard. Amen. The Good News Bible. Amen. And those Bibles, amen, you want to see, amen, the translation and where did it come from. Amen. Not just one man. Amen. One woman, amen, started a book called the Bible. No. Amen. You want to make sure the translation have a good history far back before Christ. Amen. Before Christ, the words of God. All right. Then we have the 8th verse. 24th chapter of Matthew say, all these are the beginning of sorrow. Amen. This is the time of sorrow. And they shall deliver you to be up to tribulation and kill you, and you be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And remember, we talked about, amen, the naming. God started the naming back in the Garden of Eden. He started naming things. He told Adam, matter of fact, Adam started the naming. God told Adam, amen, go out and name. Go out and name the animals. So the naming began with Adam in the Garden of Eden. Things have names. Animals, trees, birds, fish, they have names. And God started that naming, amen, giving a description of things on this earth, flowers, trees, animals, men, women. Amen. Many of you, some of you may have two names. Amen. But that's God started that through in the Garden of Eden with Adam. Amen. And he said that, the 10th verse, and then many shall be offended and will betray one another and hate one another. That's another sign of the end time. Amen. Betrayal. Betrayal. How many of you know have been betrayed? Amen. Walked away from, told lies about it. Amen. That's another sign. Amen. About the end time. But the timing of how we're shorter than we thought it was. Amen. These are the minute things people overlook. Amen. Saying that, oh, yes, wars and rumors of war, but you have to also understand there are other things that are happening around you and with people. There are other things that goes on around you and through people. You forget about deception. Amen. Saying, getting about false information is one. The second sign is sorrow. Amen. And the third one is betrayal. Somehow, some way, you're going to be betrayed. That's one-on-one. We say one-on-one class, somebody been betrayed, or you may betray someone else. Amen. That's three signs right there. Amen. The times that we in. Amen. And hating one another. And Jesus also brought up, Jesus said, by this, amen, you know you are mine when you have love one for another. Amen. But there are hate people. People hate. Unforgiving and hating this one, hate that one. Amen. Unforgiveness is big also. Amen. That should be number three. Amen. He said, then here's the 12th. And because lawlessness will abound, the love of many will grow cold. But he who endureth to the end shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached into all the world and the witnesses to all the kingdoms. Then the end will come. We don't know when the gospel, the good news about Christ's death and resurrection, good news that God given us eternal life and that you don't have to die. Amen. We don't know when that news is going to get around the world. Amen. That Jesus brought eternal life, amen, to us. Amen. And he has given us eternal life, and we don't die anymore once we accept him as our Lord and Savior. Amen. Here is also, amen, the 36th verse of Matthew's. And we're working out of the King James Study Bible. Amen. Some of you might have America Standard, a Good News Bible. Amen. Walk it. 26 Matthew's, 24th of Matthew's, and 36th verse. But of that day and hour no man know, not even the angels of heaven, but my Father only. But as the days of Noah were, so also will be the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark. Amen. And did not know until the flood came and took them away. So also will be the coming of the Son of Man be. Amen. The days of Noah. The days of Noah. And Jesus said that we don't know, but one of the signs, amen, is that the days of Noah. And one of the signs and one of these scriptures talked about in Matthew 24 and 12, and because of the iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. In the Study Bible, He said, because lawlessness will abound, the love of many will grow cold. Now, this word iniquity, this word iniquity, amen. It's sin, but it covers, amen. And Jesus said, by the days of Noah, we're giving more clarity. What was happening in the days of Noah, it was a lot of lawlessness, wickedness that went upon the land. Amen. Notice now what Jesus had done. Notice here. And this is why it's so important that we have to be in Christ. And Paul was saying that we should study the word of God, because it's line upon line, and precepts upon precepts, here a little, there a little. Amen. Yes, it's good to read, but also we have to study. Amen. In Ecclesiastes, and all that our young people know, in the book of Ecclesiastes, the 12th chapter, amen, and round about the 12th chapter of Ecclesiastes and the 12th verse, he says that 12 and 12 of Ecclesiastes, and further, by these, my son, be admonished. Of making many books, there's no end. But much study is weariness of the flesh. Much study, amen, it's weariness, it's work. And when you start studying, you got to work it. You need a Bible dictionary. You need concordance. Amen. You need to have scripture. You got to run scriptures, amen, through from the Old Testament to the New Testament. Amen. There's always an argument about the Old Testament and New Testament and the contents, which is true, which is true. Paul told Timothy, amen, 2 Timothy 3 and 6, Paul said, all scriptures is given by the inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for correction, for reproof, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped in every good work. Amen. Paul told Timothy, 1 Timothy 3 and 8, I will therefore that men pray everywhere, lifted up holy hands without wrath or doubting. Amen. So that's why we're here. Amen. We're running scriptures. Jesus came in the scriptures. Amen. He said he came in the scriptures that was written about him, was told about him. Amen. Before there was any Bible, it was scriptures and scrolls. Amen. So we have to go through all the scriptures, amen, concerning, amen, what Jesus said. And you find at, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, the Word was God, and God is communication. God is communication, amen, because he's the Word. When you start dealing with the Word, you start dealing with communication. In the book of Luke, the 24th chapter, amen. He was telling the disciples, amen, after he appeared unto them after the resurrection, 24 and 44, and he said unto them, these are the words which I spoke unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled which were written in the law of Moses and in the prophets and in the psalmists concerning me. Then he opened up their eyes that he may understand the scriptures. And he said unto them, thus is written, and thus is behooved Christ to suffer and rise from the dead the third day. Everything that was written about Christ, everything that is written is in the scriptures, and it came to be fulfilled. Amen. So what we have, the days of Noah, amen, are being fulfilled. The days of Noah are being fulfilled. Amen. And this word, lawlessness, Jesus died for lawlessness. Amen. Things that you never think, well, you know, the things that you've done, amen, you broke the law of man and you got away with it, or you did something, well, that's not in the Bible, amen, but God considered it as lawlessness. Amen. Notice what Jesus, the prophet, major God, made one called major prophet Isaiah, said in Isaiah 53, and he said in 53:3, amen, he was despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrow and acquainted with grief, and he hid, as it were, our face from him. He was despised, and he did not, and we did not esteem him. Surely he was born of a grief. He carried our sorrows. Now remember, amen, Jesus said in the last days, these are the times of sorrows. These are the times of sorrows. Wars and rumors of wars. Amen. Earthquake and rejection and betrayal. These are the times of sorrow. Amen. In Isaiah 53:4, he said that he carried our grief. I mean, he had borne our grief and he carried our sorrow. Yet we esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. He was wounded for our transgression, that's sin. And like a sign says, do not enter, and you enter anyway. And he was wounded for our iniquities. That's lawlessness, wickedness. Amen. That's lawlessness and wickedness. Amen. These are different steps of sin. These are different levels of sin. People know, say, well, I know. Amen. God forgives sin, but you do it anyway. That's transgression. That's transgression. In the book of Leviticus, amen, it talks about, amen, there's an offering where people do sin ignorantly. Ignorantly. Amen. That goes on iniquity. Iniquity, dealing with wickedness. Amen. So in these days, Noah, there was all type of wickedness going on. It was, the land was wicked. It was lawlessness. Amen. Amen. It was lawlessness and was full of wickedness. And God repented that he made man. In Genesis 6:5, amen. And it came to pass. We're just going to go to Genesis, amen, 6:5. And then the Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every intent and thought of his heart was only evil continuously. Every intent and thought of his heart. Amen. You can imagine what's going on today. Jesus said, in the days of Noah, so shall it be when the Son of Man come back. The 6:6 of Genesis. And the Lord was sorry that he made man on the earth. He was sorry that he made man on the earth. And he was grieved in his heart. So the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I created on the face of the earth, both man and beast, creeping things, and birds of the air, for I am sorry that I made man, made them. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Grace and mercy. Amen. Grace and mercy. Grace and mercy. God found somebody. Grace and mercy. Yes, one person does matter. Amen. You matter. Amen. Grace and mercy. God does care how you live. God does depend on you. Amen. To save your family. To walk upright. Righteousness means walking upright in God's commandments, in God's will, in God's ways. Amen. Righteousness. You can do all the things you want to do, but if you're not walking upright with God, laws and rules and regulations, that's what got us in trouble in Adam and Eve. But they were deceived. They were deceived. They were misled. Amen. So God found mercy when it, through his Son, brought mercy, grace, and truth upon the land. Amen. And gave us another chance. So today, brethren, amen, those that fight against the Bible, those that fight against the church, those that fight against good, amen, have no positive thinking in their mind, they are in iniquity. They're in wickedness. That's one of the battles you should always work to keep your mind in righteousness, good thinking, positive thinking. Philippians 4 says, think on these things. Amen. What is right? What is upright? Amen. What is positive? Amen. What is love? Amen. Think on those things. Think on the thing. Write it down. Keep things positive going on. Amen. Around you and with you. Amen. Be careful. Philippians 4 and 8 says, finally, brethren, everything that are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things of good report. Amen. If there be any virtue, think on these things. Amen. Think on it. Amen. Try to keep your mind pure and stirred up with good words, good stories. Amen. You don't want your mind to be full of wickedness and hate. That's the end time spirit. End time spirit. Amen. So we're looking at, amen, some of the minute things. May call it, amen. And what time we in? We're in the time of wickedness, lawlessness in high places. Amen. Untruth breaking out in high places. Amen. Areas where you never thought would happen that was so wicked and so abominable, which is the detestable things that's going on, amen, in religion. Amen. So many different religions out there. Amen. There's so many different groups that are coming up, things coming up all the time. And when you find a religion or a group, amen, that patter themselves that they are, amen, the Christ, I mean, a Savior. And Jesus said that. He said that things are going to be coming up saying that they are, amen, that they are Christ. You know, Christ is God, amen, the Savior. And you find these many times in these groups, New Age movement. You have to be careful about the New Age movement. Amen. It has their saying that God should not have no form in their public business, in their private business, in their homes. God, stay out of religion should not be in their homes. They can do anything they want to do. That's their home. That's their personal life. Amen. That's saying that they are a God, that they are a Christ, that they are a Christ. Their movements, amen, amen, are cults. Amen, are groups, amen, that says they love Satan. They work with systems and devils and signs and angels straight out. They don't hide it. They have no passion about, they have no conscience. They'll let you know. They don't have nothing to do with church, God, the world. All they love is spirits. All they love is Satan and worshiping. Amen. And also, you have groups that worship the founders of religion, a founder of a religion. Amen. You have groups like the Seventh-day Adventists, Jehovah's Witness, the New Age movements. Amen. You have the spiritualism. Amen. Hinduism. And we can go on and on. They have some kind of founder that they worship. And they have that person Bible that they worship. Amen. And they'll let you know. Amen. This person here, amen, founded it. And this, their Bible is okay. And if you insult them, amen, you're going against their religion. And you should not insult them, but they will come against you. They feel that you should respect them, and they will put you in all kind of studies, all kind of teaching, and you'll find many people are being lured to these different groups because they have to work. They feel that if they don't work their way, when Armageddon come or when Jesus come back. Amen. They're not worthy. So work is a big issue, amen, in these occult groups, amen, O-C-C-U-L-T, amen. They worship man. Amen. They have different type of, they want man to worship them. Amen. To fall down and recognize this leader, that leader. Amen. They quote behind that leader. Amen. But we love the God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. We know that Jesus came in the flesh and he was born. God came in the flesh and was born again. Amen. There's some group worship Jesus' mother other than the Son of God. They don't believe. They cannot conceive that a man was born without a father from this earth. And that's why God came in to break all these yokes, all these different type of religion that pops up. Amen. And that's what the devil brings in. He brings in all these false religion claiming to get you disturbed. If you don't study the Word of God, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, plain and simple, over and out. And Jesus said, I am the way. I am the way, the truth, and the life. And there are some groups out there that call the Way International. But a man started it, and they followed it. But you have to look at these different groups that comes in, and it lets you know these are the end time. This is the end time. This is why time is shorter by some of the things. The time is shorter by the wickedness in the land, all these false religions, amen. And they first thing they do, they put you in a great study or systematic way to worship the way they worship. And those that fight against teaching in the church, fight against the real men and women of God with the way they live, amen. There's a hunger in the land. There's a hunger in the land for the real, to be real close with God, to be have a day hunger, amen. All these things popping up, but it's like trying to quench thirst without drinking water. Amen. Nothing more quenches the thirst is drinking real water. Amen. Amen. The body got to have water. Amen. So many gets going now with constipation, amen, and dehydration, because the body is, some say, 60%, 80% water. It needs water. It's water, amen, and bones. That's what consists of the body. But the real inner man is the spirit man. It's hungering. It's also hungering, amen, to be, to really walk with God, the real God, amen. And nothing like the real Word of God. The real Word of God will not come back void. Once you hear the truth, amen, the truth will set you free. It will make you free, set you free. You know it when you hear the truth, amen. So when you find groups that want to mislead you, amen, you have to study and pray. Prayer, prayer, prayer. Amen. Once you give your life to Christ, amen, once you hear, amen, that God wants you to live forever, that you're not going to die no more, once you accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, amen, and that we have a place, God has a place for you in the future of your life. Amen. At the ending of this life on earth, your spirit will go to be with him. Amen. That's the good news. Amen. He will forgive you all the sins that you did against him. Amen. And give you a life of joy and happiness in him. Amen. And while you in him, while you walk this earth, there's going to be a lot of chaos, a lot of sickness and disease. But be encouraged, brethren. Amen. In him, we have life. We have peace. Amen. He's never going to leave you. He's never going to forsake you. Amen. Because we're in this world. Amen. There's no such thing that you come to Christ, you're going to be out of problem. That's a misled. That's a lie. That's a lie. That's a deception. That's the enemy lied to you. And that's why many come to Christ. Amen. They've been told, if you come to Christ, you're never going to get sick. You're never going to be disappointed. You're never going to be betrayed. People won't talk against you. Amen. You won't ever, you won't get hungry sometime. You will not have any friends. Oh, you can go on and on. Yes, but Jesus said, I'm going to be with you, and I'm going to turn these things around. Amen. But you, they are here. Amen. As long as you live in this earth, Christ come to, he come in your heart, and he turned things around for you. You start following his teaching. Amen. And go to the places he tell you, lead you to go through his word and prayer about, around people that have been out here before you in word of God. Amen. Special leaders of the household, leaders in the word of God. You know, when you start walking upright and talking right according to what God's word, and be try to be nice to people and helping people, amen, to find the right way, amen, you're gonna be betrayed. So the things that happen to Jesus will happen to us, amen, but be encouraged. We have the power now. He gives us authority to rebuke disease, we rebuke the devil, rebuke death and hell. He gives us that authority. Amen. And once you get out of mind, like Paul said, renew our mind, study and study and study, that you get it down. Amen. The understanding that you can speak it and turn it around. Get to yourself and talk it out. Amen. Paul talked it out. Amen. Those apostles, they talked to themselves. Amen. Think it out. Amen. Get that natural man. You got to re-educate the natural man. You got to overturn all the false information you've been fed over the years. Amen. You're not lucky no more. Amen. You don't have to follow the horoscopes no more, the rabbit foot and all these things. No, 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 no. No, you're above that. But you'll find so much wickedness. Amen. Some of our brothers are saved. They love the Lord. But now they're getting bitter because of the wickedness. Yes, the wickedness in the church. Amen. Wickedness among leaders. Amen. But the enemy using them. He using them. He using what they don't understand. He using lack of knowledge. Prophet Hosea said, God's people being destroyed because of lack. So well, you'll find these different groups come in, amen, to the areas, and they start having Bible study. But they be studying their own Bible written by their founder. Amen. They're dead and gone. But Jesus is not dead and gone. Amen. Jesus went to prepare a city for us. Amen. Book of Revelation. He said, I'm going to prepare a place for us. So our leader is not dead. Our priest is not dead. Our Savior is not dead. He's going to prepare a place. Amen. So all this wickedness in the land, let us know our time is short. But Jesus returned. But Jesus returned. Time is short. All right, we're going to open up our lines. Proverbs 27:7 say, iron sharpens iron. That's what we hear. Amen. Encourage one another. Amen. Proverbs 24:16 says, amen, for a just man falleth down seven times. Amen. But he can rise again. Amen. Sometimes you'll be knocked down by lies and mistakes. But with God, you can get up. You can get up. Proverbs 24:6 says, a multitude of counselors, there's safety. Amen. Jesus said in Matthew 18, where two or three come together in my name, there I'm in the midst. And whatever you agree on, amen. So we come in together, amen, to encourage one another, amen, to give Bible study, scriptures, whatever it takes. Whatever you see, those of you that, amen, in the studio for the first time, amen, that how we work, amen. We open up the studio now, amen. When you press one on your phone, our technician will put you in. And then after that, we only give out your area code in the last four digits, amen, that you can be encouraged. We're going to now we have Brother, now we're at 561-5981. Bless you. 561-5981. You on the air? All right. Okay. We had We at 561-1413.
Praise the Lord.
561-1. Praise Him.
Praise the Lord.
Bless you. Go ahead.
Praise the Lord. I just like to sing a little song. I feel good, good, good. I feel good down in my soul. Every time I think about Jesus, I feel good. Seek the Lord while he can be found. Don't wait till your life is all over the ground. I once was young, but now I'm old. He changed my life and he touched my soul. Sometimes up and sometimes down. Be careful who you hurt because it'll come back around. Repent. God bless you. God bless you.
All right. That's wonderful. God bless you. God bless you. Enjoy that song. Amen. And that one little shout out. Amen. We feel good. Even though in this natural world, amen, God, amen, will give you the joy of the Lord. David said, the joy of the Lord is my strength. Amen. You get that joy. Amen. All right, we can press one on the phone. Amen. We're in the studio now. We're looking at the times, and we're talking about why time is short. Maybe you have some revelation of your own. Amen, that God has given you, comments God has given you to inspire you to go ahead, amen, on certain things, at certain places, amen. Sometimes you overlook situations that you never seen before, and many things that are happening with people that we never seen before, amen, and you wonder why. Amen. It's in the Bible. It's in the Bible. All right, you can press 1 on your phone. We thank God for you. Amen. Iniquity. He said, iniquity shall abound. Iniquity shall abound. The love of many shall wax cold. Amen. It wax cold. Amen. That means, and Jesus even made that statement earlier. Amen. He made that statement earlier with his disciples. Amen. The book of John, he said, by this they should know that they're mine. They have love one for another. Love is still another sign, amen, that children is a child of God. People can get saved, then born again, and fall. And when I say fall, got attracted to a wrong group, amen, of people saying that they are Christian, but after a while, the Holy Spirit will draw them out. The Holy Spirit will draw them out by circumstances, sickness, or disease, or some type of way, because God's way is not our way, and draw them out of those classes and groups that they're in. Amen. And the healing of God, the love of God will pass. Amen. Once you hear the word of God, healing is always in the church. Jesus, that's one thing Jesus came, his part of his ministry was healing the sick, praying for the sick. Amen. 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 He rebuking the devils and demons. Amen. If you begin to study the Bible, amen, you can see, amen, Acts 10:38. Amen. The Bible says, Jesus of Nazareth, amen, anointed of God, amen, full of the Holy Ghost. He went about healing all those that was oppressed of the devil. All right, we're at 561-5981.
561-5981. Good evening. I'm very grateful for this lesson on tonight, why times are short. And I can truly say that the world is going wild. The world is going wild. And it takes me back to the time of Sodom and Gomorrah, where people just forgot all about the true God. And I heard you said earlier that people are worshiping all kinds of things, idol gods and false gods. But I go back to the book of Genesis when it said, in the beginning, God created this heaven and the earth. And yeah, it never said where Buddha created, never said where Yahweh created, never said Muhammad created, never said the Mary created. It said where God created the heaven and the earth. And I truly believe, and I thank God for this lesson on tonight. And may God just continue to those of you that know God for yourself, like the bishop said, study to show ourselves approved. We have to study and we have to trust and believe in God, because all kinds of things are coming up now, and we are living in a time now where from Genesis to Revelation, and I truly believe that Jesus and God himself is soon to return. At least Jesus will come back to get us. He said he's coming back to get us. So let us continue to hold on to the faith so we will go to meet the Father in heaven. God bless you.
God bless you. Wonderful. God bless you. Amen. Yes, and you read the book of Revelation, the last chapter. Amen. You can read it. Amen. Also, the 20th chapter of Revelation. Amen. It said that, and I saw an angel come down from heaven having the keys to the bottomless pit. In great chain in his hand, he laid hold of the dragon, that old serpent, which is the devil and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years, and cast him into the bottomless pit, and shut him up, and set the seal upon him, that he should deceive the nations no more, until 1,000 years be fulfilled, and after that he must be loose a season. This deception, the angel, one angel, not 100 of them, grabbed the devil and threw him in a pit that had no bottom to it. For 1,000 years he fell. Amen. And after the 1,000 years was finished, amen, he got up, he came out, you read that, and he started lying again. He started misleading people again and sweep up people. So all these groups that worship the devil, angels, amen, their time is short too. The enemy doesn't want you to know his time is short. Amen. That's why he's scuffling and fighting and running all these religions and chaos. And all these people come up talking about they Christ. They started this and they started that. Amen. But his time is short. The devil don't want you to know his time is short. And he don't want you to know also that he's limited. He's limited. He's not all over the world like God is. Amen. He's not all over like he's not all powerful, all seeing, everywhere. Amen. Like Jesus and God and the Holy Ghost, everywhere. If a person say they want to accept Christ as Lord and Savior in Africa, God will take him in. Amen. You accept Christ in Alaska, God will take him in. Amen. Once a person give up their life and confess they love God and want to live for him, that he come into their life, the Holy Spirit is right there. Amen. The devil is not everywhere, brethren. He's limited. He's limited in power, because the saints of God has the power over him. We just don't use it sometimes. We just don't use it. And he fights. He don't want us to know that. He just don't want us to know that. All right. All right, brother. We can take two more comments, prayers, or scripture, or song. Then we go in the prayer. Amen. We go in the prayer. And as well as spread the good news about the broadcast. Tell them to go to Blog Talk Radio, blogtalkradio.com/JCI Ministries. Amen. There are many people today have computers. Our young people have computers. Amen. All right. We're at 561-1413. 561-1413. Go right ahead. All right. Okay. All right. You missed that one. Amen. There's many young people today that have computers or school, and you can tell them to go to Blog Talk Radio. Amen. www.blogtalkradio.com. All right, we have 561-5981. A prayer. 561 5981 for prayer.
Heavenly Father, we just thank you once again, Lord. We thank you for another great lesson on tonight. Father, we ask you to continue, dear Lord, blessing the man of God. Father, bless the listeners of God. Father, help us someone to tell somebody so they can start looking. I love hearing the doctrine of truth. This is true ministry. And I praise, oh God, for each and every one that under the sound of Bishop voice, Father, just continue to bless us, bless their families. Bless the entire family. Father, we ask you, God, to bless this nation, dear God, and bless those, oh God, who don't know Christ in their lives, so that before the everlasting day too late. Father, we just thank you for what you've done yesterday. We thank you for what you're doing right now. And, Father, we thank you for what you're going to do tomorrow. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. We thank God. Amen. For each and every one. Amen. Continue. Pray for one another. We can have one more prayer. Amen. I think we can have one more prayer. Like we're saying that if you go to all these students and young people today, they have computers. All right. We had 954-4485-4485.
Gracious Father, we just thank you once again. Father God, we come before you right now, some of us we know how. We just thank you for another day, how you watched and kept us out. We thank you right now for the broadcast, Father God, for the doctrine of truth, Father God, for we need truth today, God. Father God, there's so many that are going astray and believing false doctrine and teaching. But Father God, we need truth, God. The Bible says the truth shall set us free today. And Father God, we pray right now, God, for all the listeners. Father God, we pray for them that they are encouraged today, God, that you continue to encourage and build right now. Father God, we pray that not our will, but that thy will today be done in our lives. Keep us right now in the right direction. And we'll give you glory and power. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen. We thank God. Amen. Again, we're saying that there are people today are working for their jobs. They're working all over. Amen. Using their computers. Amen. And just tell them about the broadcast. Tell them about the broadcast and let them know where they can go to this broadcast. Or either go to our website, www.jciministries.org. www.jciministries.org. And we thank God for you again. And remember, amen. There's so much thing that you have done. Maybe you overlooked it and you thought, amen, what things that the people are doing in different places. Amen. God don't see it. He does. The blood of Jesus have covered, amen, everything. Every lie, every hidden dreams, amen, things that have been manifested. Amen. You might think on some things, but like James said, once you start thinking it out, then you start doing it with your hands and different things, then it becomes sin. You can stop it. Amen. Rebuke it. Amen. Because the enemy uses your mind to fight against you. He uses your mind to fight against you. But God loves us all. God loves us all. Amen. And I want you to know that we're doing all we can. Amen. And that's what God saved us for. Tell others about Christ. We love you. Until next time, amen. Love one another. Care for one another. Spread the good news, brother. God won't let you down. Commodore is going to take us off.
We've got to walk on, walk on through temptation. Jesus, and His wisdom will be our helping hand. I know the truth, and His word will be our salvation. lift up our hearts to be thankful and glad. Jesus is enough. He won't let you down. I know he's mine. Deep down in my soul, Jesus is mine. He won't let you die. And I know. My heart, yep. My heart.